Well, the sun is shining on the Tribe this weekend. Let's get into the latest with our Tribe Talk and Trivia from Bobby DiBiasio, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, boys. Yes, indeed. It was a great weekend for the Tribe as they swept the Oakland A's and had a great day off the field as well when acquiring one of the best relievers in all the game, and Andrew Miller from the New York Yankees. So, yeah, it was a great weekend for us.
It's one of those where people wake up on Sunday and they have all this news, and there's two things going on. One of them comes true, one of them does not. But what's it like for the Indians organization when all this is breaking for them?
Yeah, it's pretty wild because Twitter just goes crazy, doesn't it? All the different national guys and local guys are trying to figure out what's real and what isn't real, and and until the official announcement comes from the teams, guys are trying to speculate what the deals are. But starting Saturday night and into the Sunday morning, our baseball operations team, led by Chris Antonetti, who's president of baseball operations, and GM Mike Chernoff and his assistant Derek Falvey, just working the phone and the text and the email. But when it all comes to fruition, and should have seen the clubhouse itself, our guys on their phones when it became official, all smiling and screaming that we got Miller, knowing that he's obviously the premier lefty reliever in the game of baseball. So it was a pretty exciting time.
Bob, I've got to think, too, the guys currently on the team are thinking, hey, the front office supports what we've done so far this year.
Absolutely. It's a message to everybody, to the players themselves, that, adding this incredible piece to the puzzle, to a team that's one of just a handful, only two in the American League, that have won 60 games thus far, having the, top winning percentage in the American League, that it's serious business here the next 2 months to get to October baseball and deep into October baseball. And then it's a message to the fans as well, that again, that this is serious business, that it's ownership and the baseball operations are willing to do some things. We traded some pretty darn good pieces in our player development system for Mr. Miller, but again, you're getting one of the elite at his position in the game of baseball. So, hopefully the fans understand that this is for real, and the next 2 months are going to be awfully fun.
Well, it was a fun weekend, as we mentioned, not only on the field, but Sliderwood had a birthday and Jim Thome came back. So talk a little bit about those two things that maybe aren't connected.
Yeah. No, I don't think they're real connected, but Saturday, Hall of Fame ceremonies were just terrific. I thought Jimmy's speech was one of the best that we've heard, and just terrific and heartfelt and packed house, just a lot of emotion. And it truly was wonderful, Jimmy being inducted into our Hall of Fame. And then turned to just the real fun aspect of the game for young fans, Slider's birthday with a bunch of mascots from other baseball teams and other entertainment venues around town helping celebrate. So they're running around the ballpark and kids just absolutely loving that. So and then the fact obviously that we won three in a row and turning the corner, getting those wins. So, yeah, it was a fun weekend all around.
And, of course, the fun still continues. We've got Minnesota now in town. Talk about what's coming up for this the rest of the homestand this week.
Yeah, we have four against the Minnesota Twins here at home. Starts tonight at 7:10. We have three straight night games at 7:10. Then Thursday, some weekday day baseball, 12:10 again on Thursday, August 4th. We do have all week available $10 bleacher seats and $13 district seats. So check it out at Indians.com. We need to get people down. We had great attendance over the weekend. This homestand against Minnesota struggling a little bit at the gate, so our guys need to want people to get to the ballpark. It adds to the atmosphere and really juices the guys up, so we need to get people to the ballpark this homestand. So we've got $10 bleacher seats, $13 district seats, and then the team goes out to New York and Washington before we come back for a long homestand, which we'll talk about next week.
Absolutely. Any chance of seeing Miller in the next couple of days? I mean, what's the schedule for a player like that to come in and actually get into the game?
Yeah, he should be in uniform tonight, and obviously will be ready to be used if the situation calls for it. So, his career with the Cleveland Indians will start here on August 1st, 2016.
Well, he's coming to a place where our starters go kind of deep into the game, so he doesn't have to be as anxious as he was out in New York for a while, I guess.
Yeah, well, again, with our starting rotation, and then you have Mr. Miller added to Cody Allen and Brian Shaw and the other guys down in that pen, we've just shortened the game, and especially in October, that means a whole lot. So this was huge. It was absolutely, I just hope people understand how big a move this was in the way we're built. It's a phenomenal move and a commitment by ownership. Just a terrific weekend.
Right, able to get the piece that you really need to really complete that puzzle, to use that phrase. And though we're not done, right? There's still the possibility of other trades as we
the deadline's later today. Yeah, it's still later today, so we've still got some time to see if there's a bat we could offer. It was unfortunate Mr. Lucroy, vetoed the trade. I thought one of his statements was rather odd, that he wanted to be guaranteed the starting job for next year, knowing that Yan Gomes, is under a multi-year contract with the Cleveland Indians. I just thought that for a guy that's an all-star catcher that, you know, if you hit over 300 and play a good receiving game, that you'll probably win the job. But he didn't want to go out and earn it. He wanted the guarantee. So I just thought that was very odd for an all-star catcher to say something.
It's very, very interesting the way that kind of played out throughout the day yesterday. We've got our Tribe trivia coming up next, and brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli, coming up on WEOL.
This Saturday is going to be delicious, thanks to the famous rib burn-off at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria. Ribs or barbecue chicken, whole or half, dinners with salad and roll, even combo dinners with a half chicken and a half slab of ribs. Decide how hungry you are and take home the tenderest, finger-lickingest barbecued ribs and chicken you've ever had, featuring Dale's special recipe barbecue sauce. It's this Saturday, starting at 11, the famous rib burn-off at Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria.
All right, Bob, what is our question for this morning?
Well, let's play off the fact that Andrew Miller is coming to town. The question is simply name the Cleveland Indians' all-time career saves leader in franchise history. The Indians' all-time career saves leader. Who is that gentleman?
322-0930, 246-0930. That's a 440 area code. If you'd like to call in, if you know the answer, who is the Tribe's all-time franchise leader in saves? You'll pick up four tickets to the Indians and Toronto game coming up on August 19th. You'll pick them up over at Dale's Market and Deli. Bob, we'll talk again next Monday. Have a good week.
Thank you, boys. You too. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe, absolutely. 322-0930, 246-0930. Again, for the Tribe Talk and trivia question, who is the Tribe's all-time franchise leader in saves? First one with the right answer picks up those tickets.